This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 476 for Thursday, July 15th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are higher on Thursday, getting support from increases in comparable edible oils. The November contract rises $18.60 at $9.12.10 per ton. The January contract gains $13.50 at $8.97.60 per ton. After a number of expansions to the daily limit, ICE is raising the limit from $30 to $50 per ton, effective today. Temperatures across the prairies will push into the low to mid 30 degrees Celsius for the balance of the week. Any significant rainfall is most likely to be confined to the Peace River region. The Canadian dollar is significantly weaker, with the loonie plummeting to 79.29 U.S. cents compared to Wednesday's close of 80.02. The U.S. Department of Agriculture issued its weekly export sales report this morning. For the week ending July 8th, wheat export sales climbed 46% at nearly 425,000 tons. Old crop corn export sales fall 20% from the previous week to about 139,000 tons, while new crop sales are approximately 133,000 tons. Old crop soybean export sales dropped 66% at 21,700 tons, while new crop sales are about 291,000 tons. Old crop soy meal tumbles to a marketing year low of 70,700 tons as new crop exceeds 126,000 tons. Soy oil incurs a net reduction of 900 tons. The National Oilseed Processors Association reports the June U.S. soybean crush is 152.41 million bushels. That's well below market expectations of nearly 160 million and 6.5% under the May crush. Soy oil stocks are down 8.3% at 1.54 billion pounds. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Thursday. The November contract dips 3 cents at $13.80 per bushel. August soy oil is up 1.09 cents at 67.1 U.S. cents per pound. August soy meal drops $6 at $3.62.70 per short ton. Corn futures are lower on Thursday. The September contract is down 4 cents at $5.64 per bushel. Chicago oats are higher, with the September contract up a nickel at $4.39.50. Wheat futures are stronger on Thursday. Chicago September jumps 18 cents at $6.72. Kansas City September rises 12.5 cents at $6.40. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis September vaults 21 cents at $8.94. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Wednesday, July 14th. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.